Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Under the Lake by Stuart Woods, narrated by Tom Stecksholte. This work is copyrighted 1987 by Stuart Woods. This recording is copyrighted 1996 by Recorded Books. What lies under the lake at Sunderland, Georgia? What secrets? What sins? And those long-ago rumours of corruption, incest and savagery, could they possibly be true? And now, Under the Lake.
Prologue. Benny Pope stole the boat because he had never been fishing. He had lived right next to the lake forever, but he had never been fishing. It didn't seem right. The more beer he drank, the more apparent this injustice became, and, at 2 o'clock in the morning, after 2 quick 6-packs, he determined to right the wrong. He shuffled from his room at the back of Ed Parker's Sinclair station, clutching the other 2 6-packs of the case of beer, and made his way past the wrecked cars and piles of old tires, through the trees, and down to the little dock where Ed rented space to locals. He cast a slightly out-of-focus eye on the array of small boats tied there, and chose the aluminum skiff belonging to the lawyer, McAuliffe, because there was a fishing rod lying in it, and because it had 2 motors. 2 motors seemed like a good idea to Benny. You never could tell when one would conk out. Folks were always bringing them up to the station to get fixed. Benny got the outboard started easily enough, though he nearly fell overboard doing it. Then he pointed the skiff toward the middle of the lake, steering an erratic course.